that's something that sometimes we hear said, and we really are not sure what we think about it. I don't know about you, but there are times where I'm not sure I want to be transformed. But sometimes we feel like, you know, Lord, I just need a little tweaking, right? I just need a little help in a few areas here. I'd like to have a little more money in the bank. How many of you like that one? All right, we think, okay, you can tweak that part, Lord, and that would kind of help a lot. And most of the time, we just kind of get settled into a comfort zone, and we sort of feel like, at times, in the natural man, that we just don't need a full transformation. What we really need is God to just kind of tweak a few things about our life here and there, and that would be just fine. But the reality is, God doesn't call us to a reformation of what we are. He calls us to a recreation, or if you would, a transformation into the very image of God. Now, I got to tell you something. Most of us, while looking at others, are pretty sure other people need a transformation. Can I get a witness up in here today? You know what I'm talking about. We look around us and we think, yeah, I think that person needs a total overhaul. No, they just need to be blown up and we need to start over on them. Amen? And so some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. And maybe you think, man, my spouse, she really needs to be transformed. I just need a little tweaking from the Lord. Right? I just need a little finished carpentry done to the house of my life. But they just need a complete demolition and start all over. Right? Yeah, most of us, that's kind of how we view it. We look at everybody else and we think, they really need that. But I'm not so sure that I do. And really, we're excellent at giving God advice about what we think He should do to fix up everybody else and fix up their life, right? And we're not really shy altogether to give the Lord suggestions about how He could tweak ours, right? No, some of you are just sitting there like, are you sleepy? A little sleepy? Didn't sleep much last night? Folks, look, the service is just really halfway through, so let's get excited, get happy, amen? But look, I was thinking about this thought, be transformed, and I really something kind of abstract came to my mind. You're probably sitting there thinking, that doesn't surprise me, preacher. You have a lot of abstraction about your thought life. But you know, years ago, there used to be a televangelist on TV. His name was Ernest Angley. How many of you ever saw Ernest Angley on TV? He was about 5'5", okay? And he talked like this, oh neighbor. And you know, he was one of the early pioneering televangelist types, you know, and he was typical of the powder blue or the lime green leisure suit. You know what I'm saying? And he was a healer, faith healer. And he was always trying to heal people. And I don't know if you ever saw him on TV, but people would come up and he'd put the microphone, you know, what's the matter with you? I'm deaf in this ear and I can't hear out of the other ear, you know. You're deaf in this one, you can't hear out of it, you know. And he'd get up beside him and he'd lay hands on him and say, oh, deaf and dumb spirits. And then he'd say, come out, you know. And anybody, it would have scared anybody to death, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, he'd get up beside him and say, baby. And they'd say, Baba, Baba, you know, and they'd be dancing around and praise the Lord. Someone come up and say, you know, I got cataracts in my eyes. You know, he'd lick his fingers and put his fingers on their eyes. You know, spirit of blindness, come out, you know, and he'd be shouting and commanding the demons to come out of them and things like that. And they'd be dancing around and man, you know, they'd say, I can see, you know, and they'd kind of walk like this, you know, and everybody's rejoicing because they got healed, you know. And I always thought, you know, it's a curious thing because in later years, I saw him interviewed on the television, and I didn't realize it then, but he was wearing a toupee. And he'd lost the toupee or something. I don't know. And he was wearing platform shoes, and he had contact lenses. And I'm thinking, man, the guy's fixing everybody else, but he couldn't fix his own self. He couldn't make himself an inch taller. He couldn't make himself see. And look, I know I'm making a little light, but what I want to say is this. I thought, that is so typical of us as Christians. We overlook all of our own deficiencies, and we feel like, I can handle most of this, but God, I just need you to fix, do a little tweaking in my life. But we want to suggest to God and others what needs to be overhauled in their life. And the truth of the matter is, we need to have an experience with God where we come to Him and we say, God, I need to be recreated in the image of Christ. I want my life to be never the same again. Folks, some of us are going along as though we've got it all together. Folks, you can do that for a little while. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And I think that what we need to recognize is there are some things that God's Word is teaching us that help us to understand the work that God wants to accomplish in the life of every believer. I want you to see that the Bible reveals that if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. And that word creature is also rendered creation. God doesn't want to clean you up. He wants to make you new. Recreate you in the image of God. That is what's being spoken of here in Romans chapter 12. God is calling us as His disciples to be transformed. That word there, transformed, is where we get the word metamorphosis, and the picture that we saw earlier of the cocoon becoming a beautiful butterfly, a complete metamorphosis taking place there as an act of God, is really what God is trying to accomplish with us. It's forming us into the image of Jesus. Now, I want you to understand something, and listen very carefully, because if you miss this, you're going to miss some of the foundation of this message, and that is this. This is not a work that He asks me to do, but it is a work that He will do that He calls me to submit to. This is not a work that He asks me to do. It's a work that He is choosing to do in me that He wants me to submit myself to. Now, I think that our ideas are about life and the changes that need to be made are a little challenged when we consider this. But I want to just read you something from the Gospel.